back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're cutting loose from the studio to cut wood and lots of it on our Extreme Makeover Home Edition Real Outdoor Living Playset build in Joplin, Missouri.
Our home tucked neatly behind the epic seven homes in 7 days, plus the playset project is the Stanley DeWalt Tool Command Center.
We've got great guests geared up and good to go. You can bank on it.
Home improvement happens now
on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight into My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. It might be the best friend aging gracefully. It might be the grandkids running at my feet. Lifelong love to guarantee.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, live here at the Joplin, Missouri epic seven houses, 7 days, parentheses, plus a playset, in Joplin,
plus
Missouri.
Plus a real wood playset.
We've got...
That has been real fun to build.
You know what? The reviews are starting to come in. Kids' eyes are lighting up.
Oh, my goodness. We have a special caller on the line, and I think that she's going to be pretty psyched to hear about this. Kim, are you there?
I am. Hey, Mark and Teresa. How are y'all?
We are doing so fantastic, and I'm so sad that you had to leave over the weekend because we miss you here in Joplin.
I know. You know, I miss y'all, too. I miss being part of the build, and I can't wait to come back tomorrow, but... you know, work doesn't stop just because we're on Extreme Makeover, and I had to come back to the office for a few days, but I will be there tomorrow with bells on.
Well,
oh,
Kim,
yeah.
I am sorry to report that you're not going to recognize what you see.
You are not, and I can't wait for everyone to see it because there have been kids that have been coming by. They did a whole thing over by the play structure today, and all these kids came over to do this special project. And so they were just like, I can't wait to play on that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just out of their minds.
We actually have a volunteer, one of the faculty from the awesome A player, Pittsburgh State University college students. He's one of their instructors. He brought his kids, and he's been telling me for days, I'm bringing them back. Mark, I'm bringing them back. I can't believe I'm working on this.
He was so excited and so proud to show his wife and kids what he's been working on. So they all came by today, and they were thrilled, too. So, you know, it's getting a lot of really great attention. And I'm so excited that the kids are really digging it, too. Like, we keep asking, what's your favorite part? And they keep saying everything.
Well, I've been looking at the pictures that y'all have been sending and this weekend, and it is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you know what?
It's got everything to do with Teresa's design and our ability, and I'm not just saying this, our ability to use the materials we like to use for this, which is wood.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It has been exciting to be able to work with three different kinds of wood to build this playset because we can use all the different colors and you know, try to create different things with all the different colors of the wood. Well, that's from my perspective, from the design perspective.
And from a construction perspective, there's all kinds of unique shapes and angles, and we're able to use round pilings that you would find in a dock or a pier.
Don't give away too much.
That make it all possible. You can't do that with other materials. Now, here's exactly what it looks like.
Now,
I've got a picture
of it.
Now,
we have
right.
to tell everybody what
no,
Kim is.
No,
Kim
no,
is from,
Mark, no, stop.
Kim is from Real Outdoor Living, and you guys were awesome enough to donate all of the wood for the playset and for the houses being built, too.
We did. You know, it really is an honor for us to be a part of a project like this. Because, you know, I said this to somebody when I was there last week, that this is what you do in America. When people need something, you jump in and help. And, you know, all of us at Real Outdoor Living were really excited to be able to donate all the framing, all the wood that's used in the playset. And, you know, thanks to both of you for jumping on board with us to design it and build it.
Oh, well, you know what? You don't have to thank us, because this is like a fantasy camp. I was saying that to the guys, you know, our
okay,
our
you know
crew
what,
today.
Kim, as much as I'm interested in this conversation, when it goes into fantasy camp, this is the part where being married allows
well,
me to just
it
drift
It is,
off.
Because, you know, it's only here at Extreme Makeover that, you know, you can dream big and you can build it, too. And from a design perspective, it's just like it almost makes me want to cry, because I've been able to dream of all these wonderful little things in the structure, you know, all the little stuff that we're not going to tell anyone about.
Yeah, here's the picture of it. Right. Oh, that's nothing. That's a joke.
But then we were able to make it happen, too. And, you know, we're working 24 hours a day on it. We've got a night crew. It's just like it's just like a fantasy building camp.
It is. And, you know, Teresa, it's been really cool to watch you come up with these ideas on the set. I mean, right there on the build, and come up with these ideas. And of course, it's super cool that only with wood do you have that kind of design parameters.
That is for true. And, you know, and the beautiful pieces of cedar and beautiful pieces of redwood and the southern
yes.
pine too. I mean, you know, all the guys are very happy to be building it, really.
Oh yeah, we've got one guy who doesn't want us to say his name. He's a remarkable carpenter, and he said, "Just basically, I got the night shift. Just leave me alone." And he works, and you get back there the next day. I mean, we're still pulling 20-ish hours, just to say. But you come back, and he's transformed it into.
In the 4 hours that we're gone, it's really just it's magical how fast things happen here. But, you know, want to get a little bit back, though, to Real Outdoor Living, because for everybody watching and listening who's not at Extreme Makeover and being able to build an extreme playset project, kind of want to point to other things you can build with wood, too, for everybody else, to be inspired by this play structure that we're building.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. It's not just for this. I mean, we chose it because it's beautiful, because it's green, because it's safe, and because it allows us to make whatever design we want literally come to life.
Oh, and Kim, you know what else people are saying, too, walking by the playset? Is that, you know, oh, thank goodness, you know, a return to, you know, like good play structures made out of real wood instead of those,
yay,
you know, those metal ones with bright colors and all this stuff. And like, people are very psyched to have, you know, sort of like a, you know, kind of, it's a kind of, I don't know, I can't even describe it. People are just thrilled about the fact that it's made out of wood too.
And I believe you.
And I'm not just saying that because you represent Real Outdoor Living either. It's for true. People are really saying
it. No, I know. I know. I heard some of that last week. And, you know, I'm actually, I was watching y'all's show last night when you were talking to Chris Cotton, who is so awesome.
Oh, my God.
And I have to tell a story on him that somebody else there told me, one of our lumber folks there at the build told me, that there was an initial plan, you know, the reflecting ponds that are right below the playset?
Yes.
Oh, that design's unbelievable.
Yeah, there was an initial plan to build a bridge over those out of fake decking. And Chris Cotton came in and said, no, this is a park. This is outdoors. We want the real thing.
So, that guy's all,
you know,
the way there.
Props to Chris Cotton. And, you know, and I agree with you, Teresa. I mean, I heard tons of comments when I was there, and I know I'll hear more tomorrow and through the rest of the week. And it's it's nice to see people's reaction to it. I think part of it is it looks so big and strong and sturdy and powerful right there at the end of the park that it just gives this beautiful visual, and it's real and natural, and, you know, it just, it fits. It fits really well with the rebuilding. It fits with the park, and personally, I can't wait until later this week when we get to see kids climbing all over it, because we're going to need some Kleenex for that.
Well, that is definitely the you know, knowing that we did a good job is seeing kids' faces light up when they look at it. And the parents, you know, people that are volunteering and working on it who live around here saying that they're going to bring their children to come play on it and how much their kids will really love working. You know what? And I've been asking everybody, send me pictures. I want to see pictures of your kids playing on it.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have gotten our first pictures today, except we're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Young
no,
Sam.
Not yet.
One of the cutest kids.
Oh, one of the cutest kids came by and with a group of teachers from the elementary school
that was destroyed.
That was destroyed, and he was such a cute little boy, and I gave him my hard hat.
What a good idea. Wonder who thought of it.
Well, he was eyeing it because he wanted to. He's pretty.
Yeah. Wonder
okay,
who.
Okay, Mark. Really, seriously.
Credit.
Credit goes to Mark. He suggested that I give it to him because I was wearing a red hard hat, and red was Sam's favorite color. Anyway,
Mark. Oh, that's very nice.
Anyway, but yeah, he was very excited to be there, and you know, all the other kids were too. And that is the success of building a play structure, is making sure the kids are happy.
That's
well,
right.
Well, it is, and I mean, and you know, to I keep going back to this, but I was so. You know, I've been so impressed with Chris this week on the site and listening to him last night. He's just such a genuine, kind person. And you know, listening to him say that the park is really the heart of Joplin and that so many kids used to play there and they grew up playing there and they need to come back. And we need to do everything that we can to help them return to normalcy. And I know that's what Extreme Makeover Home Edition's doing. And, you know, this is a project for us, but at the end of the day, this is such an honor to be part of. And you know, I have no complaints with all the travel that we're doing for this because it's just, you know, there but for the grace of God go all of us. And it's so nice to be able to help out and really make a difference and see an instant reaction there. And, you know, hopefully this will be a small step toward rebuilding for such a great city.
You know, Kim, you raise it.
Can't really say that better.
No, and you raise a remarkable point. It's something I try to say to myself as often as possible. And I don't. No one does. But there but for the grace go I. I mean, you know, your car is sliding across black ice into an intersection, and it stops. You know, a tornado doesn't come through your town. You have no control over that stuff. And life is so fragile, yet even when, I don't even want to say we, because a tornado didn't come through our town, but when this happens, the human condition carries on. And Chris Cotton is an absolute example of that. All these people out here that you can't see because, well, they're out there. The houses are all different.
Oh, you're going to be out of your mind tomorrow when you come back here.
Right now. We've got some lovely people watching us right now.
And we have to go to break, though, dear.
Let's break.
So we're going to say goodbye to Kim and go to realoutdoorliving.com. If
Thanks.
You're inspired to build out of wood, there's tons of project plans for cool projects. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day. Lay left right there. The kettle and I'm feeling fine. Sitting in a sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear we'll spend our spring hitting our square.